all that much more appealing.
You spoke about getting rolling your sleeves up and getting at it. How do you think your experience at the Division I institution, where you've got a broader scape, will translate to being in a smaller scape at a Division II, where there's probably more that you're going to have to oversee as far as,
Sure. Very good question, Zeke. The places I've been have been Division I, but, you know, at a lot of places, you wear a lot of hats in whatever you do. And I'm accustomed to doing that. I'm somewhat of a multitasker, which can be good and bad. I just think that that the opportunity, you know, for improvement here, and the things that the experiences that I've had at Division I, the fact also that I was a student athlete, and I understand some of the best times of my life was when I was a baseball player at Central Michigan. And the best friends that I have pretty much to this day are former teammates. So if we can provide those kind of quality experiences to the young men and young women who are currently here and the ones who are going to be here in the future, and even to our alums, you know, the former letter winners, if we can make make them proud of their alma mater, then I think that's going to be a worthy goal. And that's what I hope to do. And the experiences I've had, and I don't know the big differences yet between Division I and Division II. You know, I'm sure that there are some. But the staff over there at the Ava Glavin Complex, I know, are a group of overachievers. And you could talk to Coach Kylitz. I was an overachiever in baseball. I wasn't that good of a player, but we won a championship. And I think that carries forward. We got to have a find-a-way mentality and a find-a-way attitude. And I have one of those. And we're going to work hard with our current staff and our current student athletes to help develop and grow this program and be a vital part of the institution.
Ferris Lieutenant Conference with some schools that put a very high emphasis on athletics in terms of financially. Mm-hmm. Vice President Scobie talked about the fundraising aspect of what's your kind of thoughts on that and how to get Ferris to progress through raising funds.
Well, I'm going to take an opportunity probably this fall to really try to get to know a little bit more about some of those programs. We're all aware of Grand Valley State and the success they've had as one of the premier Division II, not one of, the premier Division II program in the country. And that's certainly a model that that we're going to take a look at. Albeit, though, we have our own characteristics and strengths, and we'll play to those strengths. But I want to take an opportunity to see what the current coaching staff and the administrative staff and these two gentlemen here to my right and left think. And we'll go about mapping out a course or a plan and how we can grow and develop. Like I said, what resources do we have? What do we need? And then we're going to have to go out and secure those resources. And I think a lot of it is just convincing people that we have dreams and goals here at Ferris State University. We can be better than we have. We want to be better, and still all within the educational setting, and then we'll go out and convince people and ask them to help us support our dreams and goals, and we'll take it from there. But it'll be a work in progress to assess exactly where we're at and where we need to be and who our competition is athletically as well as administratively and the resources that we have or don't have.
Kirk, I asked a question on the radio. You know, Ferris and the CCHA is competing against the Michigans and the Michigan States and then the GLIAC against Grand Valley and some other schools. Just talk a little bit personally about the competitor in you and how you're looking forward to seeing your coaches and your student-athletes competing against the best of the best.
Well, I think these coaches, I mean, they're all competitors to some degree and fashion. And I think they know, and I'll learn from them probably more than they may learn from me, at least initially, on the ins and the outs and the challenges that they have, and that's where we'll begin. That'll be kind of the jumping off point. But then I'll be able to quickly make my own assessment as to where we are and how we're going to compete. You know, how we're going to play well against Michigan, in Yost Ice Arena, or against Michigan State, etc. Or how we're going to compete against Grand Valley and some of the other schools. The GLIAC is the best Division II conference in the country, in my estimation. So I've got to come up to speed with exactly what we're up against. But the spirit of competitiveness, I think, that already exists here, and I can tell just through the four short days that I've been here, has been very encouraging. And I'm just glad to be able to kind of hit the ground running and be able to get to work, and look forward to that. But if you're in athletics, you got to be competitive, or you don't stay in it very long, because it's no fun getting beat. Everybody knows that. That's why we have scoreboards. It's not always about winning and losing, but son of a gun, a lot of it is about winning, and that's what we hope to do, and that's our plan.
What about getting involved in the community here in Big Rapids and the community even beyond Big Rapids, kind of embracing that? What's it been like for you so far, and then what do you anticipate it being like as you start to build relationships with the community?
Well, the first, Sandy, the first couple events that I attended last Friday evening was a wonderful dinner following a golf event that the president hosted, and a lot of key community and alumni and even region people and leaders were at, and that was a great indoctrination to really get a sense and a feel for the spirit and the love of Ferris State University that these people have. Then we had the ball game Saturday night, and I spent a lot of time one floor below in David's suite, taking meeting people and watching the ball game as best I could. Spent a little time down on the field, Herb, close, and watching a little bit of the action. But if those two nights were any indication of the passion that exists for Bulldog Athletics, then this has been a wonderful decision on my part, professionally, because we're going to have plenty of opportunity to do things. Now, saying that, I also know that we've got to work very aggressively and collaboratively with our Institutional Advancement Office, and we've got to go out and find some more friends who can help us, people who will listen to us and will want to share our dreams and our goals, and will help us get there.
Greg, you're talking about recruiting. What points of emphasis are you really going to try to emphasize to potential recruits to make them come to Ferris State and say any other college?
Well, I think what I've touched on is, you know, the fastest growing university in the state, the leadership that's in place, some of the buildings that are going up. It's a place to be. That said, the student athlete will eventually start to look at, where do I live, where do I go to class, where do I train, where do I compete, and also they're going to look long and hard at their coach, because the coach is going to be extremely vital part of that student athlete experience, and which will have a huge impact on these young people as they, you know, as they leave Ferris State University, and as they move into society, and as they look back at their days at Ferris State. So we'll probably sell. I've got a lot to learn yet, so I don't have that recruiting spiel down quite yet, but people make the places, and there's some wonderful people here, and that's where we're going to begin, with the people, and then we'll talk about how we can help that young man or young woman become a better student, become a better athlete, become a better student athlete, a better person.
Anybody else?
I would just ask President Eisler and Vice President Scobie about how you feel like Perk's going to be able to, embrace the community and fit in the community. I mean, it seems like a good fit, and I just kind of wonder about you guys' perspective on that.
Gary, I'd be happy to comment on that. One of the things that was really important to us in the process, and something Perk and I talked about early on, before extending the offer, was willingness to live in Big Rapids. The temptation to live closer to family and slide across the river and be thinking about living in Mount Pleasant. And I understand that personally, because I lived in Mount Pleasant for 35 years and have family there as well. But as it was important to me in buying a house and moving here within the first week of working for the university, Perk assured us that he shared that goal as well, and that he and his family would live in Big Rapids and be an active part of this community. And on one hand, that was important to us. On the other, really excited that that's going to be a reality.
When you listen to Perk and you hear his knowledge and background in athletics, and you begin to get a feeling for the caliber of experiences that he's had in his career, I think once you're sold on the strengths that he brings to your program, then you begin to think about, what is the connection for that person with here? And the fact that he was from Michigan, and he talked with me about his desire to return to Michigan because this was where he wanted to raise his children, he wanted to be near family. I think that really creates the total package for us, a person with these extraordinary skills who really wants to live here. So that was one of the real strengths as we looked at this.
thank you all for attending.
Thank you.
And there's food downstairs.
Yes.
There's a reception downstairs from 5 to 7. Please join us. There's a reception down below, the next level down from 5 to 7. Please join us.